reading from Philemon, beginning at verse 4, and because there's only one chapter,
yeah.
I guess it's chapter 1, verse 4. I always thank my God as I remember you in my prayers because I hear about your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all the saints. I'm going to continue. I pray that you may be active in sharing your faith so that you will have a full measure of every good thing we have in Christ. Your love has given me great joy and encouragement because you, brother, have refreshed the hearts of the saints.
Wonderful.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Wednesday, December 29th, 2021. And Marianne, you and I were just talking about what could we share with our listeners that would accentuate or point out the fact that their mail to us is an encouragement, and hopefully our broadcast is an encouragement that equips them to share their faith or to be engaged in the things that God would lead them to do. And so you came up with this Philemon passage, which I love and I think is instructive for all of us. And that's what we're about as a radio ministry. As we're closing out this year and thinking about the next year, how can we continue to equip the listeners to grow, to increase their faith, to serve the Lord in a variety of ways? And so what a good reminder to all of us.
Yeah, really.
Thank you for sharing that with me. I kind of like that verse. We could dig into that a little more.
I feel like I should read that every day.
Well, today on the Wednesday edition of Mark and Friends, we're going to be reading from our beloved Prime Life Times publication. This is the last time we'll be reading the December edition.
I know.
It's the 29th. A few days we're going to be saying
2022.
And if you were tuned in on Monday or Tuesday, we continued with the Advent season with special Christmas music and Christmas programs, and we'll continue with Christmas music through the end of the year, through December 31st at midnight, and then we'll return to our regular Christian format, a variety of Christian music to the glory of God. But on Monday, we heard from Johnny Erickson Tada with her Christmas special. She gave a lot of comments and sung and some poetry and such, and then yesterday, Max McLean, you know, he has that great voice.
Oh, yeah.
You know, as it says in James, you know, he has that very deep voice.
Well, that's really
it's
good,
in the
Mark.
Bible. Yeah, well.
You should do that all the time.
His Christmas story.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, this is the new Mark Burns in the new year with the deeper bass voice.
Okay.
Maybe
it,
not,
it
right?
It worked once.
Yeah, that's right. But today we're going to be sharing some listener letters as a way of thanking all of you that have supported us throughout the years or supported us for the first time this year. Being 100% listener supported, we rely on and we ask for your support so we can continue to proclaim Jesus and equip the saints. We've had a lot of new listeners this year, and being at Marketplace Mall, this is our second official broadcast.
Yes.
We did it last Wednesday.
We did.
I did other programming from my home studio, and then last week we had It's a Wonderful Life.
Yeah.
So I engineered and put that all together from the home studio.
We're sliding in. We're getting here.
Yeah,
we're getting up
to
speed.
And we see a lot of great potential in the future of God doing things here at Marketplace Mall in Champaign.
I think that this is a great time to mention Jim Gunther.
Oh, Jim Gunther. He's been putting in a lot of hours.
He has.
We're now just fine-tuning. There's a few things left. We're still waiting for our sign outside. That's being manufactured.
Right.
And probably around the end of January, we'll have our official grand opening. But Jim's been doing some of the fine-tuning, like you and Holly's workstation over there, that's pretty much set.
He's got us looking kind of professional, actually.
Yeah,
think.
We look really good.
I know. Do we belong here okay?
He forced me to move the ping pong table out of here.
Well, so.
And there's been a few other things moved out. We're still figuring out what to put on the walls, because with these 12-foot-high ceilings, you need kind of big art or big things so they get noticed on
definitely.
The wall. And so there's a few other things that we need to put together, but it's
looking nice.
Coming together. Yeah, we have our Merry Christmas sign up. That's great.
Yeah, yeah.
And we're just waiting for the big sign to be installed saying Great News Media that'll light up at night and thousands of people will be able to see it every day
people
and every week.
People know who we are. People walk by and they look kind of like, what is that?
So exciting times here at Marketplace Mall. And again, thank you for supporting this work of God. We proclaim Jesus and we proclaim His word, the inspirational word that God has penned for us to know Him and to follow in his ways. And we love to host and put together different events and gatherings. I know the COVID's thrown some of that off, but the Singing Men continue to meet. We're thinking about getting the English conversation classes started up at some point. We're doing some of that through Zoom. And the Children's Choir eventually will get that going again.
We'll get it all done.
Time Life Times is going strong. So we'll be reading a special article, best special story today in just a few minutes. But let's read some listener mail.
We did that last year on the last program, I think, or next to last.
Last year, last week?
No.
Oh, last year, a year ago?
Yeah, we did. We reread listener mail on one of the very end programs. I loved it.
Yeah, we're going to do that, I think, every Wednesday because it gets piled up, and so we want to get caught up a little.
Well, they're great letters. They deserve to be read out loud. I mean, there's so many that can't be. There's too many, but we do a lot.
I think we have about 15 or 20 here in front of us, so we'll get through a few.
All right, well, I've got one. This is from Nancy from Danville, Illinois.
Hi, Nancy.
Hi, Nancy. Dear Karen of Great News Media, I love that, of Great News Media, thank you so much for giving me the information about the songs I've been searching for, Beautiful Day and The High Chair. I didn't think I would ever find them. My grandson put both songs on my cell phone for me so I can listen to them as often as I can. My grandson, nice grandson, also ordered the CD by Daniel Marion Hobbs that the song Beautiful Day is on. I can't wait to get it. I love The High Chair.
Yeah, that's by Steve and Annie Chapman, and Mother's Day, I always play that, and a few other times throughout the year.
So sweet. Both songs brought tears to my eyes as I listened to them on my phone. Now, my search is over, thanks to you. Thank you so much for your help, and I thank the Lord for answering my prayer. Such a special blessing from you both. With God, all things are possible.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for replying so quickly back to me. She's very good about that, Mark.
Karen. Oh, Karen and Joyce and Paul and Bethany, we have top-notch customer service team.
It's true. Thank you for replying so quickly back to me, which was a nice surprise. As I listened to Beautiful Day, thoughts of you were on my mind. God gave you a beautiful day. God gave it to you to do as you would, and you gave of yourself to help me. You did what was good, and you didn't throw it away. You made someone happy, me. You made someone smile, me. You lifted someone up, me. You looked for a rose instead of a weed. You lifted up his holy name on the beautiful day he gave to you. Thank you for not throwing it away, Karen. But instead, you did what God would have had you to do for him, and I'm thinking you made him smile. And he said, thank you, Karen, for not throwing away the beautiful day I gave you. You were a sweet witness for Jesus to me on the beautiful day that God gave you. God bless you, Karen, your precious family, and Great News Media and Radio. With love and thankfulness, in Jesus' name, Nancy.
And thank you, Nancy. Very sweet.
I love that.
Appreciated that. And we get longer letters like that to just post-it notes that say something
all
as simple
sizes.
As, I love listening, always uplifting. And that's from Alan and Teresa. Alan wrote the note, and they live in Champaign and appreciate their special year-end support.
Well, here's something interesting from Deborah from Bushnell. Neighbor Jeff has COVID. Check on those who live alone. Jeff could have died had my son not found him.
Yeah, I thought how special that her son took the initiative to look after somebody
that lived alone.
Yeah, yeah. It's a reminder for all of
us. Yes, it is.
This comes from Gary and Rita from Onarga, and it looks like Gary may have written, we enjoy Dr. Jeremiah, Alistair Begg, and many others of the programs. Have a hard time getting sometimes, but thankful for this ministry. And so it's kind of a Christmas card. May you be filled with love and joy as you celebrate the newborn king at Christmas and throughout the new year, forever in Christ. And then Gary and Rita, thank you for your support in this special card. It's like the three kings.
The Magi. That's great. Well, this is great, Mark. Carolyn says, dear Great News Media staff, you should be receiving a check from Carolyn's IRA, and then it gives the amount, Please use it wherever most needed. Very nice.
Yeah, and that's a unique way of people giving. I don't know if our listeners can hear the sirens going by, but now that we're out here at Marketplace Mall,
there's
different sound effects that just come in as people drive by.
Oh, we actually have sound effects.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, okay. Here's a note from Virginia, from Lincoln, Illinois. And on this response card, it says prayer requests, praises, and comments. And I think one of her prayer requests is to help those of us that are in our 80s and older.
Oh, yeah.
And so we always pray up our listeners and pray at whatever requests you may list. And then appreciate Charles Stanley, et cetera, each morning on WLUJ Radio. And she writes, thank you. So I'm assuming, Virginia, you're in your 80s, and we'll pray up a blessing on you today.
Well, do you just feel like me that 80 doesn't really sound that old anymore?
Yeah, that's right.
God bless all you 80-year-olds.
Yes.
You're not that old.
We'll be joining you soon or in the coming days.
We're on track.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. This is from Nancy. A different Nancy. Mark and Friends. That's the name of the program.
Mm-hmm.
Blessings for all you do for your listening audience in the name of Jesus Christ. You all are a great way to wake up in the morning and hear the message of Jesus through music and your guests. Always, and then in big caps, good news. Love, Nancy.
Thanks, Nancy.
Oh, that's from Pasodum.
This comes from Sherry from Chatham, Illinois, and she writes, thank you for the lovely Thanksgiving letter. Thank you all for blessing me every day with your prayers and music. And I'm thinking she's referring to the newsletter I sent out to the WLUJ family of stations around Thanksgiving time.
Yeah.
Just highlighting the fact that we aren't doing share-a-thons anymore, and we're seeking the Lord to figure out how he's going to provide through our listeners. And I should maybe mention, if you want to support us with a special year-end gift, we'd appreciate it. We are supported by listeners like you, and if you would want to become a monthly donor, we'd love that, or a special one-time gift or end-of-year gift. You can write to us at Great News Radio, P.O. Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. Great News Radio, P.O. Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. Or if you're a part of the WLUJ family of stations, you can write to us at WLUJ Radio, 600 West Mason Street, Springfield, Illinois, 62702. WLUJ Radio, 600 West Mason Street, Springfield, Illinois, 62702. And we're all under the umbrella of Great News Media, but we do have two different budgets. So the WLUJ family of stations has a budget, and those gifts go towards that budget. The Great News Radio family of stations, we have a budget, and the gifts that you send to Fisher go to that. So it's all under the same umbrella of Great News Media, but we're still working with two different budgets, mm-hmm. and that way we can measure. And
oh, yeah.
And sometimes the listeners like to know that it goes to their local
sure.
station. So the
WLUJ
gifts go to the Springfield location. The Great News Radio gifts come to the Fisher location. But we appreciate them all, and it
Absolutely.
Does help this ministry proclaim Jesus clearly.
We're all under the same big umbrella.
Mm-hmm.
This is from Marty, and she's in Mahomet. Just a note of thanks for God's blessings through Great News Radio. I love you all. Oh, that's nice. Thank you.
Thanks for your support. This comes from Robin from Mahomet, and it's a sweet little note. Sending in memory of my parents, Bob and Claire, who are in heaven. Thank you, Robin. And she's designated a number of gifts over the months and over the years in honor of her parents. And I knew them both, and they were wonderful listeners and participated in the radio ministry. And thank you, Robin. We've included your parents' name on our website, as we do with all the memorial gifts
That's
that
great.
We receive on behalf of people.
That's great. This is from Gloria in Springfield to WLUJ. I listen to WLUJ and appreciate the updated programming changes. Love the music, and more importantly, Charles Stanley, Tony Evans, Chuck Swindoll, Dave Jeremiah.
Like all those.
Focus on the Family, Working Women's Commentary. That's interesting. I agree with that. The afternoon programs, they all lift up my faith in God.
Amen. That's what we're all about. This comes from Roger from Attica, Indiana, and he shares a prayer request about a grandson and praying for him and such, and we love doing that. We always stop and pray, and when we open up the mail and see a prayer request, we pray right there and then. And then as it gets handed to me, I also pray that up, Roger. So we'll trust that God will continue to work in your grandson's life. And thank you for your support and being a part of our radio listening family.
Well, this is a Thanksgiving card. Most of these that I've read had something on them about Christmas. This is Thanksgiving. Jim and Sue, and they are located in Mahomet. And WGNN and staff, happy Thanksgiving. And a big thank you for all the efforts by all. God's blessings to you all during this great season. Love and prayers.
And if you're tuned in for the first time, we're reading listener letters. We get a number of them each and every day, and we thank you for the support. Being 100% listener supported, we really rely on you to send in donations each and every day.
I bumped everything.
Marianne's getting used to this new setup.
I dropped an envelope, and I'm back.
Broadcasting from Marketplace Mall in Champaign.
Which I apparently don't know my way around the broadcasting area.
Still getting adjusted to this new setup.
I do think that's the first time I've done that.
Yeah. And this comes from Mike and Vicki from Rantoul. And it's on a response card for the Friends of WGNN, Great News Radio, WLUJ.
Oh, yeah.
And so this will be sent out to anyone in the future that sends to the radio ministry and such. So we have new response cards that will be going out for the WLUJ family of stations in the coming days. So they'll get a very similar response card like this. And Mike or Vicki, I can't tell who wrote it, but they say, have a very blessed Christmas. Love all you do, !! Vicki and Mike. So maybe Vicki wrote this. Thank you guys for your ongoing support. Together we do better. All right. Well, I guess we have a few more,
but we'll
jump right into our
we'll
Prime Life Times. Yes, we always read your mail. We love your mail.
Yes, we do.
And if you'd like to write to us, we'd appreciate any kind of year-end support or ongoing support you'd like to pledge towards us, lifting high the name of Jesus 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Our Great News Radio address is P.O. Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. And our WLUJ family of stations address is 600 West Mason Street, Springfield, Illinois, 62702. And if you want to give with the credit card, we can accept a donation that way. Just call 217-367. And just remember 7777. 217-367-7777.
All right. Well, I did it again. I can't help it. I'm still getting used to this not moving. Okay. This is a very short article in the last paper of 2021. But it's kind of about Christmas, but not really. It's actually, I feel like, a good way to end the year and start the new one. Open Your Gift Every Day by Joan Maiden. When my grandmother got a gift, she would never open it all the way. She would just tear off a corner and peek inside. Maybe she didn't want to mess up the pretty wrapping paper. Years later, we found these same gifts, still with only the corner of the paper torn open. We kids, on the other hand, ripped our gifts open with abandon and played with our new toys right away. Quote, "Today I give myself the gift of my life." I wrote this at the top of my planner as a reminder. And the more I thought about it, the more I realized that unless I opened the gift, I was like my grandma, just peeking inside, but never using the gift. I changed it to, today, I open the gift of my life. The more I think about it, that's not quite right either. Do you remember the feeling of opening a gift on Christmas morning, and it was exactly what you wanted? What an awesome feeling. Every morning when you open your eyes, you're opening the gift of another day. You can rip it open with enthusiasm like a child, or you can be like my grandma and take just a little peek, never opening it all the way to use and enjoy. You have the freedom to choose the gift found in each new day and make of it exactly what you want. Every day possesses the possibility for new adventures, experiences, friendships, and so much more. The possibilities are endless. If you want your day to bring joy, as soon as you open your eyes in the morning, choose joy. Don't be like Grandma. Life is a gift to open and experience anew every morning. Here's the byline. Joan Maiden is the founder of Empower Coaching, and that's just M, the letter M, and then power. You can visit her webpage at www.maidenpower.com, where you can also access Joan's writings and her book. Is there for download. It's a free ebook, Joyful Aging.
Now, where did we come up with Joan? Do you know her?
She used to live around this area and used to write for the paper. And she moved to California, and she still loves the paper. And so she sent this. And the thing I like about this is, you know, people, and I've done it, we've all done it, you just say, oh, no, no, this date, no, this is a bad day. Things aren't right. This isn't right. I'm sick or I'm in a nursing home. And she's trying, I think, to get the message across to the best of your ability, and it's not always easy, and sometimes it's almost impossible, but to the best of your ability, think of something that can make this day, because it is still a gift.
Maybe
you can just meet a new resident at the nursing home. Maybe your family couldn't come for Christmas this year or whatever. Maybe just try and get that little spark of, I do have my life still.
Yeah, I think even last week we read a letter from somebody that thanked the Lord for this year, even though there's all those trials and tribulations and sacrifices and problems.
I'm not making light of it, and neither are you. We wouldn't do that.
But still there's possibilities that you can explore and say, thank you for my health. Thank you that I have food on the table. Thank you that I have a roof over my head. I mean, there's a thousand things we can be thankful for. I was thinking of that when you were reading this. Some wake up to the alarm clock and say, good God, it's morning. Others wake up and say, good morning, God. So does your alarm clock set your attitude to be good morning, God, or good God, it's morning?
Morning. Yeah, so. That's funny.
Oh, well, this beloved Prime Lifetimes publication. In fact, there's a number of new subscribers because so many are giving it out as Christmas gifts. Because they all said start January 1st. So as soon as it shows up, I think in a few days, the January edition will be showing up. We'll be getting it out to our almost 400 locations, and then anyone that has a subscription, as soon as we get it, we put it in an envelope, attach first class postage, and mail it out right away. So we've had a growing list of new people.
That's
fun. And they're going throughout the country. I mean, mostly Illinois, but we have some other states where people are picking it up. So the beloved Prime Lifetimes publication, if you want to give it as like a New Year's gift,
birthday,
or just a gift,
whatever,
you can start with the January edition. Just call us 217-367-7777, 217-367-7777. Well, Happy New Year, everyone.
Oh, it's coming,
Days away.
Woo-hoo. I love New Year's.
All right. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Marianne Simpkins with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you, and have a great day, night, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.